Lisa and Pete here with a Monday catch-up.
The great Lou Richards has gone to that big footy panel in heaven today. We pay tribute to a proper Aussie icon.
Bill Shorten has released a new Australian's first ad and probably wasn't prepared for the huge backlash he's received since for the actors they hired to star in it.
And after Matthew Pavlich's joke about Midland on the weekend in the footy, we ask if Midland was outraged.
Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow and Chipper Funeral. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Lise, the term legend just doesn't do him justice.
It barely
cuts
it, does it?
Lou Richards of the Collingwood Football Club.
He was 94. He passed away peacefully. He paved the way for many in the football world. As we said, the term icon is overused, but Louis was definitely one from 1927. Can you even get your head around that? 1927 to 1936, the Pies had won an incredible 6 of the 10 flags on offer. And then, though the club was in the doldrums, Lou, who would later coin the term Collie Wobbles, knew what a premiership drought was. And by 1953, he was a skipper of a team that hadn't tasted victory for 17 years.
Yeah. Went on to win a premiership.
Yep.
As the captain.
Yep.
And then it was around about 1956, he got into writing columns. And then we saw so much from him, radio calling, television. And you mentioned, you know, Collie Wobbles.
Yes.
He was so well known for coining great phrases like the flying doormat, galloping gasometer, a couple of those names, you know, Brucey. Yeah, well, there you go. That was, what was it? That was Lou's handball, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the one they used to do on
the Sunday footy show,
which was probably the best of all the footy shows, I think. It was pretty relaxed.
And he loved a joke as well.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he really loved a joke. And you know what? Some of the jokes that he used to let fly with probably wouldn't pass in today's day and age as well. But it was all great. We've got a great tribute for Lou Richards, and you'll hear it right here, right now on Mix 94.5. It's Lisa and Pete.
Nick Maxwell is the captain of the Collingwood Football Club. If he wins the premiership, will that make him the best captain that Collingwood's ever had?
Never. He couldn't beat me.
I am the entertainer.
Lou, I think, is untouchable as a media person.
It was the emergence of television that best suited Lou's cheeky, quick-witted style.
You know what? One day I had a shot down here from the boundary line, and the angle was so acute the ball got stuck between the posts.
He was the first of those personalities that went from football to the media. I don't think there's ever been anyone bigger since.
Great to be here in front of 13,000 people. You're an ex-premiership captain for Collingwood in 1953, Lou.
That's right, Sam. You are speaking a bit louder than I
am. I mean, he was an entertainer. He was an ex-player. He was a businessman. He was radical. He was cheeky. He had the whole mix.
Sam, I'm going to say something to you now that you're, you know, I hope you take notice of what I'm telling you. Money's not the most important thing in your life.
Oh, yeah, what is?
I can't think of anything else that is important, but that's not bad.
James Brace, you're fantastic.
Who'd he play footy for?
He played with about 7 different teams. He couldn't get a game with any of them.
No one made that transition from footballer to media star better than Lou Richards.
Listen, I'd just like to thank you. Thanks very much, mate.
Labor's brand new Australian's first ad has chins wagging.
If you were watching the news last night, the 6 o'clock news, you may have seen the debut of Labor ad, the Labor's new ad campaign that will target marginal electorates and mix patriotism and protectionism. Interesting.
The ad says Labor will put Australians first. If you haven't had a listen, take a listen now.
I'm worried about jobs for our kids in the future. There are many jobs that should go to Australians first, but the Liberals and Nationals say Australians lack the skills, so those jobs are going to 457 overseas workers. But the jobs are here, and the people who want the jobs are here. If it's really about skills shortages, we need to connect the two. Labor will connect available jobs to TAFE training. A shortened Labor government will build Australian first, buy Australian first, and employ Australians first.
Wait for it.
Authorised by NCARL, ALP Canberra.
Now, I think he makes some very good points.
He does.
Think we'd probably all agree. But here's where he fell down, or at least how it's being perceived today.
Here's where he's come up short.
Certain Greens members lose their heads.
Yeah.
It shows opposition leader Bill Shorten standing next to a group of quote-unquote everyday Aussies.
Mm-hmm.
And those everyday Aussies seem to be all Anglo-Saxon white.
Yeah. Now, I've seen the commercial, and I'm looking at the picture right now. There's one Asian person in there.
Okay.
There's it looks like a Kiwi bloke up the back.
He You can tell?
Yeah. You're right. There's definitely a ginger. I think I see an atheist over on the far left.
I don't know if we're making it any better. Now, Bill has acknowledged that Labor's controversial Australia's First ad should have contained more diverse characters, but says he's not sorry for the overall message, as well he shouldn't be. And the poor guy this morning, I saw him on the news. He almost lost his whole I'm giving a speech thing because he was so harangued by it. He just looked tired, like, oh, I'm not in the ad-making business. Yeah. I'm just, you know. But, I mean, they seem to want a Benetton ad. Or, do you remember the Benetton ads?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Well, we seem to just have to have that in every ad to keep every person happy.
Ah, well.
Good luck with that, Bill.
Yeah. Poor Pav, Lise. Oh, and we know what it's like being on live radio, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you make mistakes. It's live radio.
Sometimes something's out of your mouth quicker than you can say, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that.
And these days people are watching.
Oh, aren't they?
Oh, they're all watching.
Well, everybody's watching and listening and listening and watching.
During the Fremantle match, there was an amazing play made by Sonny Walters, Michael Walters, as he stole the ball off
his old teammate.
Exactly,
probably
right?
Probably great mates.
In which he did this amazing steal on the ball, and then this was the commentary from Pav that followed.
Brad Hill's steal was amazing.
Michael Walters, it was. He grew up in Midland. Not suggesting
that'll get back, Pav.
Michael Walters will probably say it himself, but geez, that was smart work.
Only you can get away with that here.
Gee whiz, it was a ripper.
You've never seen a Pav backpedal so quick.
And of course, it blew up. But usually these things blow up from people that it has nothing to do with.
Always.
They go on the offensive on behalf of the people who should be offended. So we're asking 1333-53 Midland, are you offended? We've got Beck. Hello.
Hi, Beck.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Beck, was Midland offended?
No.
No?
No. Like, seriously, the humorous side. I've got, like, my family's from Midland. I live on the other side of Midland. Like, I heard it and laughed.
Yes. Yeah.
Really.
And then I went, oh, my God, he's going to get so hammered for that.
And we laughed again. Because that itself is funny.
The thing that gets me, though, is, like, and I've seen this meme on Facebook before, but, like, if we had the zombie apocalypse tomorrow, we would have zombie advocates.
Yeah, no, you're right.
We would.
You're spot on, Beck. Thank you.
Someone's got to stand up for the poor zombie.
Neville, in Midland. Hey, mate.
Yeah, g'day.
Hey, Neville. Was Midland offended?
No, Midland loves it because it keeps all the other people out of Midland. It's good. I live right near Midland, and I'm right 5 minutes from Centrelink. I've got a silver limousine. It's just around the corner. It's perfect. And you know the best thing?
What?
The liquor stores sell EU export really cheap.
No, and you've got Alfred's Kitchen.
And it's free kicks for me.
Oh. Yeah.
What an absolute ripper, mate. I mean, and you know what? There are some legends in Midland as well. Oh, I mean, Adrian, Mad Dog, you know, that's...
Yes.
You know.
And the other best part is it's only an hour to go to my holiday house in Rockingham.
Yeah.
The best of both worlds, buddy.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.
Lisa and Pete aren't just made in Perth, they're local legends. Nominate a real local legend in your community to say thanks.
See the Perslow and Tipper Funeral website to find out more.